Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Andrew Gunling is such a psychopath.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
Just horse. You're right, it was Nom. I gotta give a closer look to Peter's region.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's Andrew Gunling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
ENN. As Peter said on a Final Four Friday, Andrew Gunling hosting ENN tonight, despite the fact that Peter is here. He is in Dallas, Texas for WrestleMania this weekend. And
that's
Don
right.
LaGreca.
WrestleMania Friday, too.
That's right. That's right. Yes, indeed. A lot. Big sports weekend. Don, of course, here as well. And let's start out by saying hello to Don.
Hanging around at the Dairy Queen playing zookeeper.
Okay.
Say hello to Don again.
Trying to hit on girls and failing miserably.
And we'll say hello to Rick and Don.
Hey, Don, nice to see you up bright and early, buddy. I love it.
Oh, yeah. This was great.
Oh, man. Sounds thrilled.
I stepped on the last button. Wasn't there a little bit more?
Yeah, here. We'll play it again.
Hey, Don, nice to see you up bright and early, buddy. I love it.
Oh, yeah. This was great. It was a long day. I was very tired. But they asked me, and I said yes.
And, of course, we'll say hello to Peter as well.
Nobody bothers me.
Do you have it? Do you have it, Anthony?
We sure do. Here you go,
Don.
Peter.
Don, here it is.
When you take Junry self-defense, then you too can say, nobody bothers me. Nobody bothers me.
Oh my God.
What were you watching to see that commercial enough that 30 years later that phone number and song stuck in your head? Like, what were you watching on a loop?
I got a lot of I got a lot of tweets from, I guess, people who spent time in the area too. It would come on when you were watching, you know, like rerun TV shows on Fox, on the local Fox in the evenings, stuff like that. So, like, I'm watching Three's Company, I'm watching Too Close for Comfort, I'm watching The Jeffersons, and then the commercials are for things like Junry.
I miss commercials like that so much.
Big D.C. area local vibes. Yeah, and New York, of course, has – I remember some New York ones, too. Local ads like that are so legendary.
Oh, well, yeah, because I just think of growing up as a kid, because you didn't, like, change the channel unless you physically got up to change the channel, and you didn't have very many options. Now, I don't sit through commercials because I got a million channels, and if I'm DVRing it, I'm fast-forwarding through the commercials. But when you're a kid, it was – I forget what the name of the pet store was, but I just remember free housebreaking wee-wee pads with every purchase.
Wait. And by the way, you know, a lot of people don't realize, and Don, you may not know this song, so it won't matter to you. The legendary Biz Markie song, Nobody Beats the Biz, people outside of this area probably have no idea that it's a play on the commercials, tune-wise and word-wise, with the
right.
Nobody Beats the Wiz commercials.
And the only people outside the area that know it are from the Seinfeld episode.
Oh, that's
I'm
right.
The Wiz, yeah. And nobody beats me.
Although the Wiz did come to D.C., by the way. We did have the Wiz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we sure did.
And now it's gone.
Yep.
Oh, and then I'm also reminded by Hurley, the Apex technical commercials also. Mm. That bald guy with the apron. Gotta remember them all. Watching Zoom. Electric Company.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know the Apex Tech, but I certainly, I'll never forget.
Nobody bothers
I'll never forget that.
I certainly remember that one. guys, let's start ENN tonight. First off, with a reminder that we're in the final 15 minutes or so to vote for Drop Madness.
And the final gasp effort from one of the more epic runs in sports history.
Well, you never know. Your people could. There's still time for them to come out and get the vote out. But yeah, as it stands right now, it could be Don's reign of terror coming to an end.
So it was terror. You describe it as terror.
It was a really horrifying period of time in our country's history. So yeah, about 15 minutes or so left in the vote on that. We'll recap that before the end of ENN, guys. Should be a Final Four for the ages tomorrow in New Orleans. Villanova, Kansas, your early game at 6:09. Then Duke, UNC, your late game at roughly 8:49. It's the first time ever that all four Final Four participants enter with multiple national championships. In fact, if you remove vacated titles, there are eight teams that have won three or more national titles. Half of them are in this year's Final Four. Incredible. Duke, UNC, obviously the big ticket one. I don't know about you. I've been listening to different podcasts this week with people focusing on this game, fan-based stuff, talking about how the fans are treating this. The fan bases of Duke and UNC are treating this as though it is literally the biggest thing to ever happen to this rivalry and for them in college basketball, period. So they are certainly all in on this, as you would expect. Here's Jay Billis on if the previous Duke-UNC game will factor into this one.
I don't think the last game or even the first game between the two teams is going to enter into this much. You know, my sense is they've watched the tape and breakdowns of things that they need to do better, but it's more, you know, it's not necessarily, hey, we have to manage emotions or do this or do that. I mean, one of the things you kind of ask people is, you know, especially fans that are talking about this, he goes, you know, how do you think you'd feel about a win over your rival if you win the semifinal and lose the final? You think you'll feel good about it? And the answer is probably not. You know, that there's an ultimate goal here. And having been there, you know, you lose that title game, it sticks with you for the rest of your life. And what you did in the semifinal doesn't really comfort that.
I don't know that I fully agree with him at the end of that clip. I think if UNC fans had over Duke that they beat Coach K in his last game at Cameron and then beat him to end his career in a Final Four, even if they were to go on as the 8 seed and lose to either a 1 in Kansas or a 2 in Villanova, where they were clearly going to be underdogs anyway, I think UNC fans would look back on this with extreme fondness.
Yeah. I mean, I understand where Jay's coming from, and Jay's coming from a competitor, a former player. I don't know how the players will feel about it, because the ultimate goal certainly
right,
is
true.
To win the national championship, but to a fan, that's a heck of a consolation prize, right? I mean, you're an 8 seed, you're going to go to the final, you're going to lose to Kansas or Villanova, but in the process, in the Final Four, you ended Coach K's career and beat Duke. Heck of a consolation.
Yeah. Yeah. So it should be fascinating. We'll see how it plays out. By the way, this is actually a big day in college basketball history. On this day in 1985, Villanova played the perfect game and upset Georgetown, becoming the lowest seeded team ever to win it all at number 8.
Wow. Right. You'll never forget that. I'll never forget that game. I'll never forget CBS showing Patrick Ewing on the bench after the game was over. And he's on his way to having, you know, one of the greatest players of all time. And I bet you that loss still haunts him.
I'm sure it does. And then on this day in 1991, Duke won their first national championship, beating Kansas 72-65. And finally, Peter, where were you on this day in 2002 when the Maryland Terrapins beat Indiana to win their first national title?
Ah, what a glorious, glorious day it was, Andrew. I was in my Knox box, which is what the houses at Maryland were called, the small, dumpy off-campus houses, which have now basically all been torn down, I believe. I had a party at that house. I shared the place with my best friend Ben and our cat Tyson, and we had a party for the game. It was fantastic. Brian was there. My friend Fabiola was there. Jeff was there. And I made sure I wasn't working because I was so often on the radio at that time, like working all the time, doing overnights, etc. But I had that night off, and it had been an incredible, run. You talk about Blue Bloods, you know, on maybe not Blue Bloods, but again, the best programs on Maryland's run to get there. Sweet 16, Elite Eight, they beat UConn and Kentucky. And then Final Four, they beat Kansas, and then they finished off Indiana. It's truly one of the greatest sports moments of my life. Thank you for bringing it up.
Of course, on this day in 2002. There you go.
20 years ago. That's amazing.
Yeah. Guys, the U.S. qualified for the World Cup the other night, and today they found out who they'll be playing, mostly. They're in Group B. It's going to be the U.S., England, Iran, and then one other nation still to be determined, either Wales, Scotland, or Ukraine. They have to play a playoff to determine who the fourth team will be. So November 21st is the first game for the U.S. Then the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, the U.S. and England.
Wow.
And then November 29th, the U.S. and Iran.
Excuse my ignorance, but like, how would that work for Ukraine?
So that is why, that's one of the reasons why we don't know who the fourth team is yet in the group, because they're supposed to be a playoff, like a four-team mini playoff, to determine who the final teams into the World Cup will be. The Ukraine versus Scotland was postponed. I think they've put it off for now at least until June, and then the winner of that is going to play Wales, who won their end of the playoff the other day, and now they're awaiting to see.
Do they have a team?
They have a team.
So they're exempt from military service, because I thought like everybody 19 to 60 had to go fight.
No, I mean a lot of their players are playing in other leagues around Europe. I think I saw a stat that of their 23-man team, I think 15 of them are based in Ukraine. 8 other players are playing in other leagues abroad. But they definitely have a team, and a good team at that.
Okay. That would be a heck of a story.
No matter what, the narratives for this group, I mean, the U.S. and England are two of the biggest hype machines, and England right now is one of the best few teams in the world. Obviously, the U.S. and Iran come with all kinds of different political connotations with that. And then if it's Scotland versus England, it's one of the biggest rivalries in all of world soccer. You could have the Ukraine in with their unbelievable backstory that they're even, like you said, able to field a team. So it's, no matter what, it may not be what people call the group of death, which usually goes to whichever group is thought to be the most difficult, but it will probably be the group with maybe the most intrigue around it. Should be fun.
So the second game is the 29th?
No, that's the final game. That's the final game. The second game is the 25th.
Hold on. Our game, the first U.S. game, is Friday the 25th.
The first U.S. game is November 21st. The second is Friday the 25th, Black Friday, and then the third is the 29th.
Oh, that's the final game of the first stage.
Of the group stage, and hopefully there's more. We'll see.
And what's the date for the actual final?
December 18th, I believe.
So interesting. This is going to be a time. Did you give any consideration to going?
No.
Have you in the past?
I've always looked at it as a sporting event that I would love to be at, maybe more than any other. But right now, this wasn't one I really considered.
Okay. No. Just curious.
Yeah. But it would be unbelievable. Let's see, guys. At this year's Pro Bowl, like I mentioned before, The Athletic anonymously surveyed 20 different players on a variety of different topics. I don't know if you – I can go through some of these, and you can try to guess, if you want, how the players would have responded. They were asked who they thought this year's offensive MVP should have been.
Okay.
Benny Agbayani.
No.
Ed Hospodar.
Obviously, it was Aaron Rodgers.
He was the actual MVP. That is not who they said.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That the MVP was Aaron Rodgers. Clearly, this wouldn't be a story unless.
Let me guess. Tom Brady.
No, they went non-quarterback.
Oh, they went with the running back from Indy.
Jonathan Taylor.
Wow.
I guess they'd all draft a running back second overall, too.
Let's see what some of the other. So, most underrated offensive player, you won't get this. They said Hunter Renfrow from the Raiders, but. He only got 3 votes. That was enough to win. But a lot of guys got 1 vote, one of whom was Will Hernandez of the Giants. Somebody voted for him for most underrated player.
Will did.
That's okay.
Favorite city to travel to? Five cities tied with 2 votes.
This is the lamest poll ever.
Yeah. I'll just tell you this one. Houston, Kansas City, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Seattle.
Who's doing porn?
And then least favorite city.
Wait, what?
Least favorite city to travel to? There was a two-way tie. Buffalo was one of them.
And New England?
No. Kind of in the right vicinity with Buffalo.
Oh, really? And New England?
Not geographically, but just kind of.
Oh, Green Bay.
Yes, Green Bay. Coach you'd most like to play for?
Bruce Arians.
Mike Tomlin.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Finally, let's do favorite athlete outside of football. This is not shocking.
LeBron
James.
That's right. And Tiger, I believe, was second.
Wow. Zidane, that's crazy, right?
Why?
NFL players would still say their number two athlete is Tiger?
No, Tiger's, you know, still. I'm surprised. There might be a few that said Michael Jordan.
Right. That's true,
like,
yeah.
Some of the older ones.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's see, guys, as we've been talking about some injury news today, and it's not great for Jacob deGrom. Just after 4 p.m., the team put out this release. They said Jake underwent an MRI today that revealed a stress reaction on his scapula that has caused inflammation in the area. The immediate prescription is for Jake to discontinue throwing for up to 4 weeks and then re-image the area. At that time, we'll update the plan of care. Some members of the Mets spoke about this after the game today. Here's Billy Epler on how Jacob deGrom is feeling about this news.
He's disappointed. We're disappointed. You know, everybody's sharing the disappointment right now. You know what I mean? Nobody's immune to that. But, you know, I think the good news is here is, like, there's nothing structurally wrong here as far as the rotator cuff or anything like that's concerned. We are dealing with a bone issue. And when you're dealing with bone, they calcify. And so, you know, the healing characteristics will take care of themselves. So I think that's a positive that we walk away with.
And if you want to spin it even more positive, is if the Mets play well without him and say they get him back sometime in like June 1st or mid-June, it would be like you're acquiring one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
If he can come back and be the pitcher that he was, and it sounds like he could since there's no structural damage. So if the Mets can keep their head above water and stay within striking distance of a playoff spot, that would be a nice addition.
Well, on the topic of that, of adding pitchers, Billy Epler was asked about that, if they'll consider adding anyone given this news.
What extent, if at all, does this change your appetite for maybe bringing in people from outside the organization to help the rotation?
It doesn't. I feel really good about the depth that we have.
So there you go. This is the rotation.
That's what he said. I think it really depends on what position they're in, how the pitchers, because I don't know, what's Walker going to give you? I mean, Walker was great last year. Is he going to be great this year? He also pitched a lot more than he did the year before when he pitched like one inning, you know. So what's Carrasco going to do after basically not pitching very much last year? So, and plus you don't want to tip your hand like, oh, we're desperate for pitching. Say, yeah, we're good. And then see if there's any leverage from that. So I wouldn't take what he said is that they're out of the running for a pitcher. I think it really depends on how they play and what these guys do.
Yeah, that would definitely be fluid. I would agree on that. Guys, I mentioned this before, a follow-up on the Eric Church story from earlier this week. All right,
so
for those who missed it, he's a famous country music singer, Tar Heels fan, had a show scheduled for tomorrow night in San Antonio. He canceled it so he could
be in
New Orleans for
the
Final Four.
That's not fair, Don. Don, you can say a lot of things. You shouldn't say fraud.
So the blowback he received was clearly brutal. He himself acknowledged that it's as the most selfish thing he's ever done. And now he's trying to make up for it. This was reportedly an email that he sent to his fan club. He said, "Thank you, San Antonio, for letting me take my family to this game. It took a minute to figure out how and when I could properly express my thanks. I will be coming to Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, Texas," which is just outside of San Antonio, "on Friday, September 2nd, 2022, for a one-of-a-kind free show for those of you who bought tickets and were planning to attend our canceled San Antonio show. Details to be announced soon." So is that it? Did he make up for it? Is this a happy ending?
No.
Oh.
No. Well, what if that was my only day free?
That's true.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Stop it. No, he's a jerk.
Hold on.
And he's also from North Carolina. He went to Appalachian State.
Concert?
So stop yourself. He's an embarrassment of a human being. Done.
Don, this is your worst take.
Why is it my worst take? It's the take.
No, it's not. You're the king of getting
mad. These are
mad
customers,
at people for
man.
Being
these are people that support you.
Well, guess what? He worked hard to have a career where he could make the determinations he wants to make.
Well, then
you don't want to go to a show.
I'm going to leave the final. No, no, what you do is, if you have a brain, is say, you know what, if you're that big of a North Carolina fan, don't book anything for the Final Four. Make sure that we leave that weekend open just in case North Carolina makes a run. Real easy peasy, right, Andrew?
That is what I would.
So, Andrew, you don't think this is enough of a makeup, Andrew?
No, I think this is, but I think but that point is true. He probably shouldn't have planned a show for that night in the first place.
Yeah,
and
sure.
This is going to be. Okay. And how many people can go to that show? As opposed to how many people would go
everyone
to the
venue?
Everyone who had a ticket will get free admission.
To go for
different
free.
Venue, different date. It inconvenienced a lot of people. These are his fans. Listen, I understand the whole I'm a diehard fan, but when you go, you made an agreement. You had people wait in line for tickets or try to get tickets and pay money to see you, and you have an obligation. It's like a contract to fulfill that obligation, unless, God forbid, you get sick or somebody dies or whatever. There's unforeseen circumstances. You going to see your favorite basketball team play? No. I'm sorry. In the real world, no. That's not the way it works.
Listen, I hear Don's argument. I just get frustrated. The reason I'm getting frustrated, Andrew, is he's the king of getting mad at people for ever being fraudulent. This guy did exactly, whether it's not right or not, he did what his heart wanted. He loved that team. He wasn't a fraud. He canceled the show. Is it right? Right. I'm not saying it's right, but it's not fraudulent.
Well, it's fraudulent, but it's not fan fraudulence. If anything, it's the height of fandom. But it's fraudulence as being an artist who's supposed to take care of his fans.
So I'm going to cut this off because we're in the final 90 seconds here. All right, so I got to give you our final four Drop Madness results. It's done. It's done. We have our championship, which will be played on Monday. Let's start with the left side of the bracket where the K number one advances.
Thank you, my friend, and I will see you soon. Say hi to everybody.
All right, be well. You say hello too.
Okay, take care, Michael. It's Michael K with me here.
So there that goes. The K number one goes into the championship Monday. And then on the right side of the bracket, it's over for Don. The nether region, Brazil Euros moves on.
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
Wow.
So there it is. Championship Monday, Brazil Euros against Greeny. Goodbye. It should be phenomenal. That'll do it for ENN, which is brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker or the Hennessy Triple Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Visit www.hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly.
I want to thank all my fans. That was a great run of 5 years. And also, the better Drop won, there's no question.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was 52-48 said that a lot of people still showed up for me. I appreciate it.
A 16 seed, Don, to the Final Four. It goes to show the depth that your bracket had. It's an amazing achievement.
It's a special run. It's a special run. And we'll see what happens on Monday when it's Michael versus Andrew. Don, enjoy the Rangers and the basketball this weekend. We'll see everyone on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.